Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Listen to this. You must now turn your attention over these next 30 days to setting yourself up to win the rest of this year. Sometimes you're like, which one? Or I can't find this passion, or I don't know which thing to do, or someone doesn't understand me, or I'm wiped out already. How can I 10X my business, Brendan? So today we're going to talk about your health and your productivity habits. And I know that some of this is going to be common sense, but it's not common practice. And that's why you're struggling. And some of this you might have heard before, but you're like at a different stage of your life right now that it's time to really implement. If we thought about your productivity right now, let's say in the realm of the last 3 weeks, let's be honest, the last 3 weeks, have you been on your A game in moving your life, your business forward? Or have you been kind of like distracted, sometimes going at it, sometimes not, inconsistent, unsure? And has your uncertainty paralyzed you? Has your uncertainty about what to do stopped progress? Because it's okay if you don't know every step that you're supposed to do. It's not okay if you stop every time you feel that. Right? There's a ton of things in my life I don't know what to do, and I'm still bumbling into them, kind of dumb, but optimistic. You know, I'm at least a dumb, enthusiastic person. You know, I'm like bumbling into what's next, always. Never stopping, bumbling into what's next. And that's what keeps me so productive. People are like, how are you so productive? It's not that I'm super smart. It's that I just bumble in and I just keep it moving forward. I just keep cranking. I just keep going, even though sometimes it's a hot mess or I don't know how it's going to turn out. That's just life, guys. So be honest with yourself, though, on a scale of 1 to 10. 1, you are completely distracted, unaware, getting nothing done, loss of effectiveness totality, right? Or were you a 10? You were on your A game. You feel like, wow, I was setting up the blocks, Brendan, knocking those things down, and here we go. Where do you feel like you were in these last 3 weeks? And then please do the assessment for yourself. Why was that the level of productivity you had? And what could you do to improve? Okay, this is my hope for us in this community. Guys, I'm always gonna be asking you to do stuff like this. It's like, hey, whatever topic we ever take on, let's measure ourselves, let's be honest. Scoring yourself on a regular basis is incredibly powerful to personal development. You gotta take a topic and score yourself on 1 to 10. How's my sleep been lately? 1 to 10. Have I been kind enough to my spouse? 1 to 10. Have I been a good mom? 1 to 10. Have I been good in business? 1 to 10. It's a regular assessment of self that generates self-awareness. The numerics, 1 to 10, kind of helps us give a bit of gauge versus just how do I feel about it? It's like, well, no, this is where I'm at. And then you can go, why am I there and what could I do better? I know that's so basic in personal development. You know, if I could give the gift of anything, it is that gift of both self-awareness, but then motivation and skill to becoming your best self and serving at your highest potential. Because, you know, what's the point of talking about health and productivity if we also don't talk about your service to the world? You know, it's not just about feeling good, it's about doing good. And that's why you're in this community. I want to hear what you're frustrated with, what you're challenged with, but I also want to be that professional source for you that you know will keep you growing each month with some simple cues sometimes, but then also a little bit of advanced reminders. So realign now for your 3-year plan. What do I mean by that?
what I would love for you to do is, you know, sometimes when you talk about people's health, they're so focused on right now. They're dealing with that health issue. When you talk about productivity, they're focused on, geez, I've got all these things I'm juggling, Brendan, which one? And what I'd love for you to do is remember, high performance also comes from the element of strategic thinking and future casting yourself, like thinking out into the future. So what I'd love you to do is go, okay, in 3 years from today, like 3 years, so three summers from now, I would love for you to think about, how do you want to look and feel physically? What do you want to feel like in terms of your physiology, your overall health? Where would you love to be with your overall health in 3 years? But also productivity. What would you love to have done? Like in your notes right now, what would you love to have accomplished, achieved, built, scaled, served in the next 3 years? Meaning realigning right now is, I bet, and you can test me on this one, but if I know you guys, and I know how high performers and achievers and people dedicated to personal development are, is it true that throughout this year so far, you've picked up a few obligations that really shouldn't be on your plate if you're thinking about where you want to be in 3 years? What happens is when we're short-term focused, we fail to set boundaries. When we're short-term focused, oh, sure, I'll help you with that. Oh, yeah. People pleasers? Any people pleasers out there? You're like, oh, yeah, I'll help you. Oh, I'll do it. And all of a sudden, you are loaded up with everybody else's obligations. You are loaded up with everybody else's needs and desires and their dreams. And all of a sudden, you realize you are carrying the weight of the world and not doing your world. You're carrying the weight of everybody else's obligations and needs, and you're not even living your life. And what I think is valuable at this time of the year is to completely realign to a future vision of what you want your life to be, right? Right now. And when I say realign, I mean literally know what you need to stop, release, get rid of, and know what you need to start. But we can't talk about high performance without talking about the future. And so we must put you, future cast you, 3 years from now minimum. Some of you, if you've already done that activity, go 5 years, go a decade. Where do you want to be? And what must you release right now? Because when you release it now, two beautiful things happen. One, releasing that which you should not be carrying is profoundly powerful for your mental health. That's one of our topics today, isn't it? When you release that which you should no longer be carrying, when you let it go, when you give it back, when you say no, and all of a sudden you get back lighter on your feet because you let go of those emotions, or you let go of those obligations, or you let go of those activities that you shouldn't be doing because they add no real value or bring you no real joy, all of a sudden you're lighter on your feet. And when you're lighter on your feet, man, your brain loves you. Your brain is like, oh, thank you for saying no finally, dummy, because I've been stressed out of my mind over here. Because see, health isn't just physiology. Health is psychology. Isn't it true? I mean, think about how much stuff you carry along for other people. So let me ask that question again. Isn't it true that you have kind of carried on, took on, gobbled up some things that you don't need to have in your life right now because they are not relevant to your alignment, to your 3 year, 5 year, decade self? I'll give you guys an example. Like, when Denise and I moved down to Puerto Rico, but it was like, why did he move to Puerto Rico? And I was kind of like, it's kind of a great realignment for us, me and Denise. And I'll give you an example. There's lots of talk out on the internet, by the way, of why did Brendan move to Puerto Rico? Did he, you know, fall in love down there, build a shack or something? Like, what's going on with this kid? The reason I moved it is if you knew me in college, if you ever knew me in college, if you walked into my dorm room in college, there's a big old wall. And on that wall was all these pictures and photos of the Caribbean. All these pictures and photos of the time that I got blessed to go down there and have a job.
It's also, if many of you guys know my origin story, it's where I had my car accident. It was, my car accident was in the Dominican Republic. But on that very trip, I fell in love with the Caribbean. And so literally, through the most formative years of my life, which for me were after the car accident, was throughout college, my vision boards and everything around me and all the little magazines I had were all Caribbean. You know, they were like pictures of boats and pictures of the sea and pictures of the palm trees and the beaches. And I was like, someday I'll have a home there. And now I'm gonna tell you the truth. And the thing that like kind of surprised me when I got down there, I don't know why I didn't get down there earlier. I think what happened was, you know, at the end of college, I was like, well, gotta get a job. You know, gotta go do what people do when they're professionals. I went and got a good corporate job, worked for Accenture in San Francisco for many years. Great job, amazing job. Taught me management, taught me leadership, taught me how to teach. Then I wanted to write my book. And I didn't think of where would I love to write my book and where am I heading? I just wanted to write a book. So I was myopic. Project, listen to this, my friends. Project focused versus future lifestyle focused. Project focused versus future lifestyle focused. So it's like, oh, I better write a book. Don't matter where I'm gonna write a book. I'll write a book in San Francisco. Nah, no problem. I'll write a book on the road, in a hotel, or whatever else like that. Then moved to Portland, because Denise and I really love the Pacific Northwest. She opened a Bar Method exercise studio. I started scaling everything. You know, shot 20 plus online courses. Been doing these things for how many years now? I don't even know. Just a massive growth phase. But we were here, and Denise had the Bar Method, and I had our studio, and things were really great. But somehow I took my mind off that big dream one day I'll be in the Caribbean. Isn't that funny? Even me, the personal development guy. And why do I tell you this? Because I know how your projects can make you myopic. I know how the day can gobble up obligations. I know how you can build something because that's where you are and you just handled problems and you built where you are, but you didn't think, where do you want to be? So this is the time to realign. Who do you want in your life? Where do you want to be? What do you really want to do? How do you really want to serve? What's truly the next level for you? What's it really look like in a decade if you could architect the dream? Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com. Some people are in strategic realignment in their life. They're constantly asking those questions. What do I really want now? Who do I want to be around now? What do I want my life to look like now? What's the mission, the cause, the service, the joy, the fulfillment that I want now in next 3 years and 5 years? And other people, it's forced upon them. It was forced upon me when I got sick or hurt. Some people, it's forced upon them when their partner doesn't love them and they get a divorce, when the kids leave the house, when they get fired or laid off. You got a choice. You either realign in life because of an emergency, or you realign in life because of strategic thinking. Got it? You either realign in life because an emergency, or and that's you're reacting, you're at the cause of the world, or you realign in life because of strategic thinking, visioning, forecasting, thinking. So I know you know this, but listen, whatever you need to realign, here's what I'm gonna tell you. You're a high performer, so please listen. My job is to challenge a little bit here. Listen, Team HPX, whatever you need to realign, when you know you need to realign something, fear comes up. Because if you face the fact that you have to realign something, you also have to face the fact you're gonna have to break something. Sometimes it's time to say no and break that relationship. Sometimes it's time to say no and break that obligation. Sometimes it's time to realign and you gotta break that service contract, break that client. Some of you gotta fire a team member. Some of you gotta fire a client. Some of you gotta fire a spouse. I don't make any of this easy. But sometimes the reason people don't realign is they are mortified. They are scared of the action they know they must take in their heart. And all I can tell you here is if there is an action you know you must take in your heart, you better take it. Because for your long-term health mentally, the longer you like know you must do something and you do not do it, what happens in our psychology is that we know internally that we're lacking integrity and congruence. And when you know you're supposed to do something and you don't do it because of fear, your brain says, I know I should, but I'm not, so I'm lacking integrity and congruence. I know I should, but I'm not because I'm scared, so I'm lacking confidence and courage. And you start telling yourself this story, I'm less than, I'm not capable, I'm not good. And how does that feel? How does that feel to your mental health? How does that feel to your ability to get things done? You've got to realign to your 3-year, 5-year, 10-year vision. And as soon as I say that, I know when I was talking through what I was going through, I know something came up for you. You're like, realignment, that's scary. Because something in your heart might have said, I got to quit my job. I got to break off this friendship that's toxic. I got to do whatever that came up for you. All I can tell you, I can't tell you if it's right, but I can beg you to listen to it. Be aware of it. Know what your heart and mind is telling you now. And be okay with the fact that when you realign, it immediately puts you in to transition moments. And when you realign something and you go into transition moments, what's there in transition? Uncertainty, risk, fear, the great unknown. And when you realign something and you go into transition, it's very important that you give yourself permission and make it okay that you don't know every next step, right? A lot of people move from certainty into uncertainty, and then when they move on to uncertainty, where a lot of exploration and growth can happen, instead they shut down because when they were certain, they knew what to do, and they felt like, well, I know what I'm supposed to do here. I feel good about myself. And then when they don't know what to do, even though there's more opportunity, they freeze. Because they get mad at themselves because they don't know every single thing. What I tell high performers all the time, and forgive this phrase because it's not, I always get judged a little bit for using the phrase, but I'm like, if you are in transition, it's okay if you're kind of a hot mess, babe. It just is. It's okay if you're starting something new, you're gonna break something, you're gonna realign. Guess what? As you go in that transition, you're gonna be a little bit of a hot mess. Allow that. I am only here at this level of success and joy and fulfillment and contribution in my life because Brennan is really good about being a hot mess. I don't mind when I'm a hot mess because I'm trying something new. I don't mind when me, my companies, my teams, my clients, the people around me are hot messes because we're trying something new. That's part of trying something new. In other words, give yourself allowance not to be perfect. Give yourself allowance not to have it all dialed in and figured out. Because guess what? This renewal thing is either gonna be something you love and enjoy because you give yourself credit, time, patience, grace to go through it, or it's gonna be stressful, traumatic, awful. You're gonna hate the journey. The reason people don't get more done is because at night you lay in bed and you're hard on yourself. You lay there and you think, oh, I didn't get stuff done. What a jerk. Other people are getting more done. Look at them on social media being so fancy. And you start beating yourself up. And think about this. If you lay awake at night beating yourself up, does that make you a high performer in the morning? No, you wake up and you're like, ugh. And you got nothing's going to save you except maybe caffeine. I have no idea. But I think it's really important for you guys to recognize that that happens. So as you go to realign, I'm telling you this from personal experience this last 6 months as we completely realigned our life in Puerto Rico. I am here to tell you this. Have grace. Be cool with yourself not knowing it. There were so many times in this last 6 months, it's just been like, wow, what am I doing? How's this going? Everything else like that. And I'd get hard on myself and I feel that ruining my motivation. So maybe you're going to enter this transition phase of your life joyously and release the judgment of yourself. I think if you can teach yourself to have fun in moments of renewal, if you can teach yourself to have grace in moments of renewal, you go faster, you feel better. And so when you finish the day, I want you to do a simple thing. I want you to start now, start literally tonight. When you go to bed, release that tension, that judgment, that upset, and step into faith and trust to know it's all going the best it can right now. I'm doing the best I can. If I'm not, in the morning, I'll even do better. But I'm good with where I'm at. I'm happy. I'm grateful. Thank you, God. And go to bed. Stop ending your day judging yourself. Can we do that? And stop ending your day comparing yourself. Instead, end your day envisioning yourself. Where do you need to go? What can you start? What can you stop? Release some of those things. It's renewal time. You have to set yourself up for the win. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me.
503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.